Dude, I just keep getting injured all the time.
What happened now? In your 30s, you still think you can do all the stuff you did in your 20s. And that's why in your 30s, yeah, you get injured all the time. I'm worried about my hair, though.
Why?
I'm getting to the age where I'm like, oh, it's not as thick as it used to be.
I feel like a lot of people are disbelief how old we are.
What? 35? 34?
Oh. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Aaron. I'm kidding, Aaron. All right, Papa. Did have you learned anything about being a dad since the last podcast?
Since the last podcast, no. We did that 10 minutes ago. You got me thinking. I was like, what did I learn last week?
For this podcast, I want to talk about health. Not just because of your new fatherhood, but also because our age and like how things are different.
Okay, so quick story real quick. So I was in the baby moon. We went to Kauai for like a week.
Yeah.
And I have this little pill box.
Yeah.
That I'm so proud of. It has Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Same. I put all my things in there.
You just started this.
I did, like this year.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we freaking flew. I packed it and everything, right?
He didn't just regular fly. He freaking flew.
I freaking flew. Yeah. We flew. And I packed it, and as soon as I got to the hotel, I opened it. I was like, oh my God, the only thing I needed to pack in this pill box was not there.
You didn't put the pills in the pill box?
I did. Oh. Everything but this specific pill, I didn't put.
What? Sensu beans?
No.
What?
It's my antidepressants.
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
Yeah.
Because like just a couple days off of that, it just like throws you off.
Yeah.
You're still taking that.
I am.
Oh, we started taking it around the same time, but I only did it for 3 months.
Yeah,
or like four months.
Tried weaning off of it, but then I was like,
Did you notice a difference?
I did.
Oh.
I was more anxious.
Oh.
Because, backtrack a bit, I got it because of my migraines.
Yeah.
I get anxious and stressed out a lot, and it helps a lot.
With the migraines, it helps a lot?
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
It helps so much.
That's nice.
Yeah, so antidepressants. It's not a bad thing. If you need it, you need it.
Are you able to just stay on them for indefinitely?
I have no idea. I should ask.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be like a cycle. You're supposed to do like,
oh, no way.
like 3 to 6 months is like the max.
It's been like over a year already.
Well, I'm sure your doctor would have said something.
Yeah, that's true. Because
they still
too.
Have to refill it.
Yeah. Anyways, I freaking forgot my freaking antidepressants.
And then what happened?
So I was just scrambling. I called my doctor.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, hey, I forgot my thing. Could you send it to Kauai?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I hope they have this.
It's still
specific
America.
Thing. Yeah.
So hopefully.
And they did.
Oh.
But it was 2 hours away from the hotel.
Oh.
So I drove 2 hours to grab it and then 2 hours back. And
dang. So you just got up early, probably got on the flight, got your pregnant wife, taking care of everything, and dropped her off at the hotel. Then I'm assuming you solo drove.
Yep.
Dang, you were probably tired.
I was tired.
And you
the
had
whole
to go
time,
immediately.
I was like anxious and like dizzy the whole time, so it was not a good thing.
Oh, it was already hitting
it
you?
It was hitting,
in one day.
In one day.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Maybe I should wean off of it. Well, anyways, what pills are you taking?
I've taken a lot, man.
Yeah.
So you just got a pill box? I've had a pill box for like 6 years.
No way.
Every night.
Monday through Sunday.
It says Monday, yep.
Daytime, nighttime.
I probably should clean it.
Oh!
Not cleaned it.
Bro. Yo, earlier today, bro, he was like, yo, check out what I got to take today. Pulls out of his pocket a whole bunch of pills.
Yeah.
Your pill box is not your pocket, right? Because
no.
Every time I see you just pull it out from your pocket or your wallet. I'm like, that's disgusting, bro.
No. I have zippers on my pants and okay. I have to eat before. So I ate when I got here. So I was like, oh, I can't take these yet, but I don't want to forget. So I'll like empty that days into my hand and put it in my pocket and zip it up. And nothing else is in there.
It's clean pants. I've never seen anyone do that.
But I take a lot. How many pills do you think you saw?
At least 10. More?
20. That was at least 20.
Oh my God. Okay, what do you...
I take everything.
Like?
So I take... okay, let me try to remember.
Triactin?
What's Triactin?
Triactin like a man.
Yeah, so I take... damn, I can't remember all the names of them, but I'll tell you what I can't remember.
Okay.
There's fish oils.
Yes,
of course.
That.
That's like the main thing everybody should be taking, even as like even in your 20s, early 20s, fish oils. Magnesium, another, the second biggest one.
Oh, yeah.
And zinc.
Those are the three main ones everybody should be taking. Yeah. And then there's vitamin D3, K2 or something, whatever that, I don't even know what that does anymore.
Are these all good for you? Like, did you ever talk to a doctor and like, you should take all these?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
These are all like, just like all, I take the correct dosage, something that's, it's safe to take daily. There's, oh man, I'm so brain fog, probably all those pills.
He said, I can't even do it in one gulp. I gotta do it three times. That's how you know that's a lot of pills, dog. Yeah.
Well, it's all just like there's energy to help promote energy. There's some for recovery,
crap.
Then there's L-glutamine, there's creatine, BCAAs, there's collagen.
You take that many every day? Every single day? Yeah. Like for the past 6 years since you got your pill box?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. You check your liver levels? Are they okay?
No, I don't know.
What? Oh my God.
Well, I've done research on them and they're all safe. And then,
okay. As long as you're fine.
I've entered in.
Looking out for you, dude. I'm a dad now.
I've looked up everything and I entered it. Like, I looked them up. I was like, hey, this is everything I'm taking. And I asked the interweb.
ChatGPT?
I asked him, I said, hey, are these okay? And they said, yes, you're covering all your bases. And then I asked that like a few weeks ago. And they said, you're covering all your bases except for energy. And I was like, what? And they're like, if you want more energy or if you want to stabilize your energy or if you're more recovery stuff, this is what else you could take. And I was like, dang it. So that's why it went from like 12, which is what I've been taking for the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And now it's like 20.
Okay, got it. I heard though, like if you take too much excess vitamins, your body just flushes it out like unneeded. Is that correct?
Well, that just depends on if you're like, if how active you are. So I'm pretty active. I'm always working out, like probably like 2 times a day is probably on average what I do. So like my body needs more. So they say, I was looking up for fish oil pills.
Yes.
So average person, they say 250 to 500 milligrams.
Uh-huh.
And then they said, if you have a heart condition or something, a lot of those people will take 1,000 milligrams.
A heart condition?
Like heart.
Heart. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Okay, yeah, so if you have a heart condition, then they suggest you take 1,000.
Oh.
If you work out 1 to 2 times every day, they recommend you take 3,000. So the average person takes 500 milligrams. If you are way more active than the actual person of the fish oils, then you should be taking 3,000.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
We never talked about our health ever in the podcast, right?
Yeah, we have fatty liver.
Oh, yeah.
And that's gone.
It's gone.
Completely.
It's gone. Completely gone.
Good.
It's gone.
Wow.
It works. Dieting and food matters.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought I could just eat anything I want and live forever.
You can until you're 30. Yeah. When I was in my 20s, I felt like freaking rubber band. Like nothing hurt me. Even if I got injured, it was fine.
I feel like a lot of people are disbelief how old we are.
Yeah.
That's what I've been getting the past couple of years. Like,
yep.
What? 35? 34?
I think the craziest thing for them is they saw us when we were like 20.
Yeah.
And they saw us when we were like 18 and 23.
Yeah.
And now we don't look that different. Because we're Asian. So the number one comment is like, you guys look the exact same as when you did before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why we just look young.
Yeah.
And they've seen us for our whole lives.
It's because we take pills.
Yeah.
Zinc. I gotta like hop on that zinc.
Yeah, you gotta get on zinc.
Hey, what are your thoughts on emergency?
You think that works? I take that a lot too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Even if I feel like I might be getting sick, I'll take it. But I prefer the gummies, the airborne gummies.
Oh, airborne gummies? I heard zinc is good for just immunity in general.
Yeah.
We should get a doctor of pills here. Mm-hmm. Or some like a, just a doctor. Like,
I guarantee they're going to say, you should be taking fish oils, magnesium, and zinc. At least for the base stuff.
So what do you do for like physical activities? Other than boxing?
I box sometimes, but I'll run a lot, and then I'll do a lot like Pilates with, and then I'll do a lot of like explosive workouts, like just in case I ever need it.
You got to run?
Yeah, because I feel like Pilates slows me down just because it's so slow movement.
Yeah.
And it's good for like balance and like core stuff. Oh, but yeah. Then I also need the explosive stuff just in case I got to save the day.
Pilates is nice for those micro muscles you never use. Mm-hmm. It's so nice. Dude, ever since I found out I was going to be a dad, I gained so much weight.
Really?
Like sympathy weight.
Sympathy weight.
Yeah.
And is it because you don't have enough, like you don't have enough energy or time to work out anymore?
No, it's usually like, you know, Monette craves something and then she doesn't finish it sometimes and I have to eat the whole thing. I'm like a dump truck, bro.
But you still work out?
I walk a lot.
Oh, okay, okay.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I started biking. Dude, I just keep getting injured all the time.
What happened now? Something else?
My freaking...
Oh, from the basketball.
From basketball.
But that was the last thing.
Yeah, that was like a month and a half ago.
It still hurts?
Still hurts when I bend it. So I hope I don't like... didn't tear anything.
Do you think it's a tendon, muscle, or like structure, bones?
I don't know the difference between tendon and muscle.
Well, muscle is more like when you flex it hurts, but tendon is like when you move it you can feel it hurts, like a ligament or something.
It might be both, like a hybrid.
You probably just like a minor tear,
maybe.
Yeah,
so if you tear it, it won't
It'll heal up. Yeah. Oh, as long as it's a minor one, just don't make it worse.
Yeah. I think it's a minor tear of something.
Yeah.
But it's been getting better, but it still hurts.
It's crazy. I'm in this group chat with the Cam boys, you know, like JC and Crawford, Will, Dill, everybody. And every once in a while, most of the time it's like, hey, we streaming today. Hey, who's trying to hop on a game? But every once in a while, somebody be like, yo, do you guys know what to do about like front deltoid pain? And I'm like, oh, Theragun EMS. And they're like, what's EMS? I'm like, electrical muscle therapy. Or they're like, dude, my ankle's been hurting. I'm like, oh, you got to elevate it when you sleep. It helps it so it doesn't pull, the blood doesn't pool there. And then they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, dude, this is my life. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I feel like they like don't want to ask me directly, but they ask the group. So that I will answer.
Yeah. I've been in situations like that where they just kind of talk to the whole.
Yeah.
just one person.
Yeah.
Not me, but like someone else wants this specific person.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They're too embarrassed.
Or you like back in the day when you're like trying to like you post a story, but you know it's for one girl.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, and then you check to see if she saw it. Yeah. You're like, oh, I got you.
Yeah.
It's funny because I like every once in a while on Instagram, I'll see somebody posts like something cool or like something big or some like hot photo where you could tell they think they look good. And then right after that is a close friend story. Because if you post the big one and then you're like, ooh, and then you post a close friend story, you can see who saw it. And you're like, yeah, I knew. Or if I like if I post like a boxing one, I've never done this, but for example, if I post a really cool boxing clip, I want to see who saw that. Then I'll post to close friends right after. Then I would be able to see who saw that story. So that's why if you see a close friend story, it's usually followed by something cool and they want to see who saw the other one.
I did not know that. I also don't see a lot of close friends. I've never seen a close friends thing at all either.
Dang,
at all.
That's rough, buddy.
Yeah.
You never had one? You're on mine. I don't post close friends though.
Yeah, so I zero.
You want me to post one?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna post one. I'm gonna check and see if you saw it. And like, yes.
And so I'll just get more antidepressants. Yeah. That's funny.
It's always weird. Sometimes I'm like on somebody's close friends, and I'm like, I haven't talked to you in like a year. Why am I on your close friends?
Yeah.
Like, don't take me off of your close friends if I'm about to say it, but like, Tana Mojo, I'm her close friends, and I'm like, I'm like, oh, okay,
no
like,
way,
it's cool. Like we were good friends back then, but like I haven't seen her in years, so I'm like, oh.
I mean, just didn't ever update it.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't. It makes sense though, because she would see your name. I don't know.
Right? I don't know.
Close friends. That's like the news. MySpace top 8.
Yeah.
Except you can be like forever, like a lot of people.
Yeah. Man, I suck at Instagram now. I used to be good at it. I used to post like every day I would post something.
I've always been bad at
posting.
I used everything.
To like look like every day I would try to find something to take a picture with or in front of or with somebody just to post a picture. Now it's just, like once a month.
You're in your 30s, man.
Yeah.
Once you have a kid, you'll probably post about family and kid.
Yeah.
There's nothing to post about.
No.
Because there's nothing going on right now.
Well,
yeah, that's what 30s are, folks. If you're 20s, enjoy it.
Yeah. So if you're in your 20s, this is what somebody told me. I don't know if I said it on the podcast. I probably did. But it's when you're in your 20s, you're indestructible. You're just going hard. You're going at a level that you can handle because you're like indestructible, whatever. And then in your 30s, you still think you can do all the stuff you did in your 20s. And that's why in your 30s, you get injured all the time. You just keep getting injured, keep getting injured. And then the second half of your 30s, you start figuring out how to recover. You remember to stretch. You know your limits. You don't push it anymore. That's why in your 40s, it's supposed to be way easier. Like 30s is where you just wreck yourself.
The first half of the 30s.
Yeah. I mean, the whole 30s, but then you start learning in the second half of how to you start mastering your body.
Got it.
And then in your 40s, you're good. Just then you're just like, no more pain, no more injuries.
Oh.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
You know what I was thinking about? You are about to enter this phase of your life. And if you, most of the time, if you ask a parent who has kids that have grown up what part of their life they wish they could relive, it's the part that you're about to start.
Right now.
Yeah. They're like, I wish I could go back to when my kid was born or like when they were a baby.
Yeah. I'm going to savor that moment as much as I can, bro. No one talks to me, bro.
Yeah. Even when you're upset with them, that's still part of it.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure all those parents wish they could go back and argue with their 5-year-old kid about something.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So just remember that whenever you're just super mad. I argue with my
kid all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. Yeah. Time flies. That's the one thing people say. Time flies. Oh, they're already old. I'm about to experience that. I'm gonna be like, yo, that's freaking true, bro.
I've never had true. Like, I my sister has a baby, but I've never had a friend, close friend outside of my family that has had a baby that's this close.
Mm.
Like you, Aaron, or I think that's it. Because like JC has a baby, but we didn't grow up together. Yeah, we've known each other for like 10 years, but we were. Like before I pick up his baby, I'm gonna be like, hey, can I?
Yeah, we're basically with yours, family, I'm gonna
be like, let me get that baby.
Yeah. Family, you're like my cousin.
Yeah. So it's gonna be cool. It gets me even more excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm oh my gosh, I'm next. I call next.
One thing I really wanna do though is do things that I wanted to do as a child.
Like what?
Like go to like cool museums or like.
You didn't do that?
Not really. I just had the Edison Johnson one.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
That was fun. But
I want to go to like a NASA museum. There's like museums downtown here. Yeah. It's like huge, like a dinosaur museum and stuff. And there's a train museum. I don't even like trains, but I want to go.
Yeah.
So you get to like re-experience everything that you wish you experienced as a child with your kid.
Not the adult museums. You want to go to the interactive ones.
Adult museums.
Yeah, like going to look at paintings and stuff.
I was thinking about like
like interactive stuff.
Yeah.
What's the one? Griffith. You can go to Griffith Observatory.
Ooh.
That's a good one because it's so cool. There's so many things you can watch in the dome, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But then also the one part that I always liked ever since we lived in LA is going on the scales of each planet and seeing how much you weigh on each planet.
Whoa.
Yeah. As a kid, that's probably like.
As an adult, that's so...
Yeah.
I can't wait, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a museum because it's for me, not the kid.
Yeah. I think my kid is just going to be fearless. Not like anything dangerous, but like, you know when kids are like, oh, you can't go do that. You can't go do that. Like when I was a kid, I was doing these things. Like we would go on... I remember I was like 6, I think, or 7. And we went on a field trip to the aquarium.
Yeah.
And we all had to stay in line. And we all had to stay with the class, and we all had to do. And then I remember thinking, I'm like, I'm in the back of the line. I'm like, are they really gonna notice if I just go off and explore myself? And then I asked this girl, Taylor Maddox, and I was like, hey, Taylor, you wanna go explore? And she's like, yeah. And we just left. And then
Your kid?
7.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And then. No, I mean, we stayed in the play. Okay. We didn't leave the aquarium. They were going slow, and they would be like, okay, go explore this section. And it'd be boring. So we went off, and we just went to the penguins, and we sat there. We had snacks, and we just, like, laughed and hung out. We went to what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then we knew when they were having lunch and where they were having lunch, so we just caught up with them there.
Got it.
And then they never knew that we left.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I thought you, like, went to the Coca-Cola Museum.
No. That was cool. Like, there's like little things where as a kid you're like, oh my gosh, I can't get out of line. I'm gonna
three characteristics you want your kid to have. You said fearless.
Fearless.
What would be the other two?
I want them to not even, I don't even want it to cross their mind what other people think about them.
What would you say? What is that? What word is that?
Just, I don't know, self-conscious.
DF, I guess. Don't fuck with that.
I think, because like when growing up, I would see parents and they would be like, oh, look, they're looking at you. Oh, look, there's people around.
Yeah.
And then like, then that would, of course, you're going to be like, oh, and then you're going to grow up worried about what people think.
Yep.
And my kid is not going to care at all. They're going to be like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to be bad kids, but they're just like going to be their own person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's one of my main goals.
What's the third trait then?
Oh, okay. Third trait. Structure. I want them to have more structure than I do. You know how I'm always making schedules and lists and like overthinking? Mm-hmm. It's because I didn't have that as a kid. So
I didn't want them to have like a list and everything.
No, I just want them to have structure and be like, okay, and just be on time to things and be punctual and be like, okay, I have to do this. I'm like, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do this today because that's what I have to do. And like, be able to like, just do things they don't want to do because they know they should and they have to, and it not be a problem. I talk myself out of things all the time. I'm like, I should go for a run right now, but nah. Like, that's fine. I want them to be like, oh, I got to go for a run. And then they're just going to go do it. Even if their friend calls and be like, dude, let's go to this thing.
That's
and they're
not
like,
structure.
No.
That's a discipline.
Discipline. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have that a lot. So discipline, not caring what people think, and then fearless. Yeah.
Mm.
What's yours?
Oh, dang. I didn't ask. I didn't realize you're going to ask that back. Got my ass. Bravery. I want to be brave. You know,
yeah, jump off of some high into mulch.
Exactly. Like that's what my dad taught me, which I am very proud, not proud, but just very honored. He showed it's okay to, you know, jump in the river and see what happens.
Yeah.
it's good and bad because bravery and curiosity kind of go hand in hand. Second one, confidence. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
Huge one. I didn't really have a lot growing up just because my environment. Environment really does play a huge role.
You sent me that. I sent you. I saw that too before you sent it.
Oh no!
I thought I sent it to you, but it was a different guy saying the exact same thing. I was like, "This guy just stole this guy's script."
Oh no way!
Go ahead. What does it say?
He says, "The way you are." I forgot. Can you say it?
So it says, parents, how they affect their kids. They're like how you parent them. It only affects them 12%. 12% of how they're going to turn out comes from how you parented. By the age 12 or 15, it drops to 6% of how you parented them is going to affect them. And then when they get to 21, 0% of how you parented them will affect them. The two big things, the biggest one, and then there's another thing, is the one that's not as big is genetics.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things, it's just genetics. That's just how they... I don't know, like temper or something. That's just genetics.
You can't control that.
And then the other huge factor that every parent should think about before having a kid is the environment.
Where you live, what school your kids go to. Yep, peer groups. Adult friends.
Yep, your neighborhood. Your like whoever they're around is going. It's the environment is what affects them and makes them. Because like that definitely is what happened to me.
Yeah. Why?
Just because like I was around like funny uncles all the time. So then I was always the class clown. And then I was always like, I would notice how people would make the group laugh. Even as a kid, I would be like, oh, everybody laughed after that guy said something. And I'm like, oh, how can I say something to do the same thing? And so and that's just how I grew up.
Who did Aaron hang out with? If he's not that funny.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Aaron. Wow.
I'm kidding, Aaron. No. I love you.
I think that I also think I was the more outgoing out of my siblings.
Yeah.
Like I was always like just going. Like if a stranger was like, you want some candy? I'm like, yeah. And so I would.
He probably saw like. I'm sorry, Aaron. He probably just like hung out or just like experienced like caring people. That's why he's like so caring.
Yeah, he's so caring. And he was the older one, so he is very nurturing, like take care of you. Like if you need help, he's there.
He probably just saw a lot of your dad taking care of like your mom and you, and then it's like, oh, okay, that's it.
And I was his responsibility too. I'm sure my dad was like, hey, you have a little brother now.
Yeah.
You have to, like,
Aaron, you're funny. I saw an opportunity. I wanted to get it. I love you.
But I was the outgoing one. So I think a lot of people don't like this.
Yeah.
So if you ever meet somebody like this, don't bring this up. But I have met these people and I have brought it up and they hate it every time.
Well, what?
Every time. I check every time and they're always, they never like it.
Okay.
If you're homeschooled, growing up, I could always tell if somebody's homeschooled. I don't even have to ask. I'm just like, oh yeah, you're homeschooled. And then, so I would be like talking to somebody and then they would be like, oh yeah, so I was homeschooled. And I'm like, oh yeah. And then they're like, what do you mean? Oh, yeah.
They'd be
and
like,
I'm like, oh, like they're very sensitive about it. Do not talk about how you can, if you can tell. Because the thing is, when you're homeschooled, you are home. You have two examples and that's it. You're home. You have two examples. Your environment, really environment is two people. So you're going to be very like your parents and you're not going to have any like your generation's lingo or anything. Yeah. You're going to learn from that generation and your parents. Like if they're very shy, you're going to be very shy. If they're very outgoing, you're going to be very outgoing.
6, 7.
But if you go to school, then you're influenced by hundreds of personalities. Like you get to like, oh, that guy's more like this. That guy's more like this. Mm-hmm. And so I was more like that. Mm. I was more like a social butterfly. I was always like around everybody. I had like, I wouldn't say I had like, I had a couple really close friends, but I also had kind of friends. Everybody was kind of a friend.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big factor why I like kind of stick out in my siblings.
Like the homeschoolers would talk like their parents, basically.
Yeah. And they would just be like, you could tell they're just like socially, not awkward, but they're socially different. Mm. Like you could tell that they like, they're not as open to other forms of thought. Because they weren't around those, they only know one way, and that's how they think.
Got it. And there's nothing wrong with being homeschooled.
There's nothing. It was my ex is when I brought that up, and we were dating for like a year.
Oh wow!
And then she was like, "Oh yeah, back when I was homeschooled," I was like, "Oh yeah, I knew you were homeschooled," and she was like, "What? How? Why? How?"
Dude, and people like, they're usually smarter than
the definitely
public schoolers.
Super
anyways.
Smarter for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother, and then she was like, her brother's in the other room. She's like,
yeah.
She's like, hey. Jeremy, come here. And then he was like, what? I was like, guys, I'm sorry. I didn't know this was a sensitive topic.
He was also homeschooled?
Yeah. He was also homeschooled. He was offended. He wasn't even there in the conversation to begin with. I was like, dude, I'm sorry.
It's a journey, bro. Like, we started looking at like, school districts already. And considering moving for a school. But I'm like, I don't know. Is it worth moving for a school? I don't. We need a dad in here, man. We need a freaking dad in here to kind of talk about these things. Because Tim, remember Tim in the airport? He was like paying for preschool. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's freaking crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm just like wondering, like, is it worth preschool? Probably, right?
I don't think private school is necessary.
Preschool.
Yeah, but it's private preschool.
Oh.
Like, it's like. He's in a private school, but he's just in the kindergarten part, but he's going or preschool, but then he's going to go into the, like, still stay in private school, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do private school.
Because public school would turn out freaking cool.
Yeah. And I mean, I want to go to the nicer public schools.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if I would want my kid to wear uniforms to class and stuff.
I did in the Philippines.
How'd you like
it? It's kind of lit.
Is it? I guess it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't have to worry about my outfit for the day. Because everyone is wearing the same thing.
Yeah. So. Well, I did that without a uniform. I just wore the same shirt. Or jeans, like in high school. I probably wore those jeans like 20 times before I washed them. Every time.
Dude.
And I wore the same jeans every day for like a week.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Jeans you don't have to wash, dude.
Yeah,
baggy jeans freezer. Too. Baggy jeans coming back.
Yeah, oh, I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, dude, they're so freaking comfy, bro.
It was a weird switch because I used to wear baggy. Then everybody's like, "You gotta wear tighter."
Yes.
Then I wore. Then it took me a while, but I got used to them. Then I started liking them.
Yeah.
And then after a decade, they're like, "Oh, baggy jeans are back," and I'm like, "Oh man, I don't know." Like, and then the first time I was like, "Oh, it's weird. It's just so much fabric." And now I love it. Now I don't want to wear anything else.
Yeah, it's just breezy.
Yeah, I hope comfy. It never goes back out of style.
It will. Skinny, it's a cycle, bro. Skinny's gonna come back eventually.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What of your traits do you hope that you don't pass on to your kids?
Migraines. I'll do another one.
All right.
Are you talking about characteristics? Yeah. that was a good one. I hope she never gets migraines.
Yeah, yeah.
How's your eyesight?
You have good eyesight?
Oh, yeah, I got LASIK. I'm good. I'm chilling.
But before that?
Oh.
Was it bad?
It wasn't bad. It was like, okay. I can't see far. That's it.
What about your siblings? Same thing?
Yeah, they're bad.
Huh.
They're all bad.
And your parents?
My mom. She wears glasses.
But your dad is good.
My dad has glasses now, too.
But everybody gets glasses when you get older. Oh! Did you hear about Viz?
Who?
Viz?
What's Viz?
It's FDA-approved magic eye drops that they just created. I think it's like Germany or something.
Oh.
It's going to be available this year. And you know what it freaking does?
It gives you eyesight?
Yes.
How?
So a 70-year-old with 70-year-old eyesight, I'm not joking, I'm not exaggerating, they can take these eye drops and they put them in their eyes once a day. And for 12 hours, they can see as well as a 20-year-old.
Huh?
Yeah. And it works by, it narrows and it narrows the pupil or the something in the eye so that it just like focuses better.
Whoa.
And for 12 hours, and it's FDA approved, it's going to be available.
I should get that for my father-in-law, bro. Because yeah. Every time we're in the golf course, he would hit the ball and then
you have to watch it because he can't watch it.
Yeah, but sometimes I wouldn't watch it because yeah. I'd be distracted.
Yeah.
And then I would look at him and I was like, do you see where I went? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We spent 5 minutes looking for the ball and then it's on the other side of the fairway. I'm like, oh my God. And then one time he just got his license in California, right?
Yeah.
He was so happy. It took him to DMV, got his license.
How old is he again?
He's 74.
Okay. Dang, that's crazy. He does not move like a 74-year-old. Nah, he moves like a 60-year-old.
Yeah, he works out every day. I aspire to be like him. But got his license. I was like, hey, you want to drive to the golf course? It's like 5 minutes away. He was like, yeah, sure. And then he freaking drives in the main road. And all of a sudden, he started swerving to the middle lane. I was like, hey, you're moving to the middle lane. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. It's how we do in the Philippines.
That is how they do in the Philippines.
And then we'll go this way. I was like, looking at him, I was like, this man can't see. This man is blind. He can't find his golf ball. He can't see the road.
So yes, give him some biz. Is he like steering, like yeah. doing the, turning his head, like bro, like a game?
Yeah. Like, this man can't see at all.
Alexis is. We'll get back to the characteristics. Sure. You don't want to pass on, but Alexis, I was laughing really hard yesterday because she just started Fortnite.
Uh huh.
So I've always dabbled in Fortnite, but I'm not like a big Fortnite player, but I am now because I'm a streamer. Yeah. But she wanted to join. And so I've been teaching her and stuff. And it's funny because I try to, the two cameras throws her off. Because one is to move and one is to like move the camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like she'll turn, but then she won't turn the camera. And so she's trying to figure that out. So a lot of the times she'll have the camera, like she's running because somebody's chasing her. And the camera's facing kind of down at her feet. So she can't see ahead of her. And then she goes like this trying to see. And I just die laughing. And she's like, what? And I'm like, nothing. Because I've already tried to tell her. And yeah. She knows what she should do. But it's just like somebody's chasing her. So she's like, oh, I can't see. And she's trying to go like this see. And I remember as a kid, I would be watching TV. And like there would be some like girl in her bathing suit or something. But like it was cut off to here. Yeah. And I would try to like see. Like the teaser. And I would try to see down there. Because I didn't know. And so it just made me think of that. And I was laughing so hard. Yesterday, and she did not like it.
Oh, that's funny. I could see you here, like your sixth grade self. Girl's gone wild,
trying to get under the TV. I'm like, oh, why didn't they put a screen on the bottom? This is dumb.
Waiting for freaking 1 a.m. and then the commercial comes on.
Yeah, that's when the good music videos on BET come out.
Characteristics, my bad. Where are we at?
Yeah, what do you not want to pass on? Not physical, characteristics.
Characteristics. Oh, yeah, my third characteristic. I didn't talk about my third characteristics from earlier. This is the question that we didn't answer. I didn't answer because, yeah, loophole or rabbit hole of things. So, bravery.
Confidence.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think my third one.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Bravery, confidence. Oh, kindness.
Kindness,
yeah. Straight up kindness, bro.
Yeah.
The world's filled with hate. Spread the kindness, bro. Yeah. And the characteristic that I want to give my child that I perceive, oh, I think just freaking imagination, bro.
Yeah.
Because that imagination
mm-hmm.
leads to creativity, leads to randomness,
mm-hmm.
and then kind of leads to a whole infinite possibility of outcomes that yeah. she could be.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of times, like, kids grow up and they put themselves in boxes.
Mm.
They're like, you want a kid to be able to watch an NBA game and be like, I'm going to do that one day, and not be like, dang, I wish I could do that one day.
True.
Because they're like, oh, I can't do that. I can't. Like, yeah. I'll never be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they were babies too at one point. They're kids too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so like, that'd be cool. Imagine, I like that answer.
How about you? What's one characteristic you want to pass down to your child?
Oh, pass down? Yeah, my creativity. I think I just think weird. Like, I think different.
Mm.
I think something's just like rewired differently. So I think differently. So I like that.
I think you and I, we have to go take an autism test, like a real one.
Oh yeah, I'm for sure.
I think
I'm up there. I'm up there.
Yeah, me too. Low key.
Yeah, but I see it as like a superpower.
Me too.
I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like when we used to like writing scripts growing up.
Yeah.
I would always. My main goal was to like have something happen that's relatable. And then have the next thing be like, who would think for that to happen next?
Mm.
And that was always the goal. Oh. Like, especially Richard Orlando stuff. It was like, okay, what could she do? Okay, she has a PhD now. And I was like, what? What? Out of nowhere? Just, she randomly has a PhD?
Yeah.
She's randomly strong? She randomly lives in a mansion now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that was the beauty of it. Because people who used to watch it grew up with that.
Yeah.
Lore. And yeah. they're like, yo, that was zig. That was that amount of like, that was my childhood. And that's why.
Yeah.
You kind of led their minds to think that lore is real.
Yeah. That's crazy how many people still comment about that banana video and how scared they got.
Mm.
And it's just a stuffed animal. We just made a random scary, like not did. Even that scary.
We got it from the freaking state fairground.
Yeah, it has like 12 million views right now. That's and crazy. I was like, what? And kids thought it was real.
Yeah, dude. That was the beauty of Guava Juice. Because I could just do whatever. And they'd be like, hey,
lit. I think unexpected is like, it really draws people in. Whoa, did not see that coming.
Yeah,
whoa,
dude.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so creativity and then something else for me. I think... I don't know how to describe it. Maybe you can. When I have a goal or when I like, if I have a boxing match or something, I just go into like robot mode and I just get it done. I'm just like, go, go, go. Like I just can.
Huh? Mm, no.
Maybe. I don't know. I just kind of shut off and just go through the movements. And then I get to the fight and then I'm just like, whoa, I won. Because I went into like zombie mode.
Yeah, there's a word. It's like. Yeah,
I guess
discipline, focus, obsession. A lot of athletes use obsession. Tunnel vision.
Yeah, maybe like the tunnel vision thing. Yeah, I hope they get that for
zone.
Me because
you're in the zone.
There's a lot of things where I can't even believe I did that until after, and I'm like, whoa, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what else?
What?
What else other than the boxing ring? Yeah.
I don't know. It's usually workout related.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I have a basketball game coming up, I just lock in and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much you can do.
Bro,
when
speaking
you do it little
of basketball,
by little.
Bro, Justin Lewin, I didn't know he sings. One of his songs came on my Discover Weekly.
I didn't know he sings
good.
Either. Really?
Yeah, it's a good ass song.
Ah.
Yeah, you should listen. Just
Wait, you said who?
Jason Lewin.
He sings?
Yes. Yeah, the song was good.
Is it like a YouTube or like a content creator song like my stuff, or is he like, you could tell he's taking lessons, like he's actually a good singer?
No, it's actually pretty good.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, just check it out. It's cool.
Cool.
It's cool.
Huh.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, yeah,
it was a bop.
I think it's a bop.
Hey.
It's catchy.
Oh,
I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah, I looked at who's singing. I was like, Jason Lewin. I said Justin Lewin. It's Jason.
Yeah, that's what confused me. I was like, Justin Lewin? I was pretending I knew who that was. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait, did you mean? Yeah.
It's Jason.
Okay, so traits I don't want to pass is definitely overthinking. I feel like I overthink too much and it's unnecessary. And sometimes it's a good thing because I foresaw something going to happen.
Yeah.
But most of the time, 90% of the time, it was useless.
Yeah.
It was just like burning brain energy for no reason.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's what you asked me. I didn't answer that question.
So overthinking is probably one of the main ones I don't want them to pick up from me.
From me. Apparently, if you do ayahuasca, Cesar Millan said this.
Yeah.
When you do ayahuasca before getting pregnant, you just kind of like get into the zone where you're like in that realm. And then you just like, I don't want this for my child. I want this for my child. And doesn't pass it on to the child. I don't know if it's real or not.
Are you going
to
do that?
No. Okay. He's already done.
He did ayahuasca?
No.
Before conception. I thought you meant before they arrive.
Yeah. migraines is one, but trait-wise,
I think also impulsiveness. I probably would. Yeah. I hope they don't get my
huge
impulsiveness.
Huge one, bro, for me. But it is good sometimes. Like, impulsive and spontaneity is different, right?
I think so, because impulsive, you don't think about it. Spontaneity is just like, oh, you could do this if you want. But impulsiveness is like you do it without even thinking if you shouldn't or not. Yeah, there's a lot of things where I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. Or I probably should have thought about that a little bit.
I think anger.
Sometimes you have anger?
Yeah, sometimes. I just get angry when things don't work out sometimes. It stresses me out.
Mm. Like, still or like teenage years?
Teenage years.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. But like, I do remember that, but it wasn't very noticeable. The noticeable thing was when you got upset or angry, you just like went inward.
Oh.
So like it wasn't like you were like, shut up, or like you weren't outwardly angry.
Got it.
But you were inwardly angry. And you could kind of tell. Yeah, you could tell. Yeah.
I want my child to learn how to express what they're feeling.
Yeah.
Something that I did not do.
That's a big thing for both of us.
Yeah.
Like, because. Yeah, it's just like we just didn't talk about our feelings that much.
Yeah.
Growing up, it's just like you're expected to just deal with it.
Yeah. So as a parent, it's like it's on our end too to teach the child that, right? Like if the child falls, like, why are you crying?
Yeah.
Like ask them why they're crying.
Yeah.
Fell. Okay, it's okay to fall. It hurts. You'll be better.
Yeah, I think so. Both our parents are really good at that now.
Yeah.
But I think we learned we're going to do where they are now, but earlier.
Mm.
Yeah. I think they had to figure it out. I think we're going to be pushing ourselves to figure out, even if it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And be like, ooh.
We're learning too. Yeah.
We're
learning too. It's not just like, oh, this is it. This is the skill set we're going to have for the rest of our parenthood.
Yeah.
No, you're going to learn probably exponentially as much as the child does.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think that's a huge one. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it again?
Expressing
emotions
yeah not letting their
what's the word, it's not expressing emotions, it's dealing what's like I don't know dealing with emotions knowing what to how to interact with
your like Inside Out, bro, the movie Inside Out.
Yeah, that's it. Oh my gosh, did you see my freaking little brother post, like he just got his first apartment and he posted that Bing Bong clip?
No.
Oh. You know when Joy makes it out and then she's like, Bing Bong, we did it. And then she and looks down and Bing's like, yeah, you did it. And he can't be there.
Yeah.
But he did. Oh, my brother did that. He's on the freaking second or third or fourth floor, whatever apartment building he is. He opens his door and he's like, Bing Bong, we did it. And he's like, got my first apartment like in college. And he's like jumping up and down. He's like, Bing Bong, Bing Bong. And then he runs to the window and my mom's in the parking lot like, yeah. And I teared up.
Aww.
I was like, oh, because like that's what every parent wants. They want to like help you go off on your own.
Yeah.
And like they're just cheering for you in the distance.
Oh, I'm tearing up already.
I was like, and it's crazy because if you haven't seen Inside Out, that's a dumb clip. But if you have, you're like, oh, because you don't understand it.
Oh, true.
You're like, why is his mom in the parking lot?
Without context.
And then it's like, oh. Damn. You haven't seen it?
I've seen it.
Oh, you saw it.
Not the Andrew clip. Yeah. I'll go watch it.
It's good.
Damn. Andrew, you made him cry, man.
It's crazy. He got his first apartment. He just did his first stream yesterday.
Wow.
And when I, like, he did his first stream, he has nothing set up. He can't even be gifted. Like, he has no subs, no nothing. But he had just the basics.
Yeah.
And I think he took my dad's backup PC and his little webcam, which he needs to fix. But he started streaming, and then I was like, oh, dang. I was like, oh, how? And he had a lot of people on there. He had like 50 people on there. I was
nice.
Dang, what? that's a lot for your first stream and not really public, like publicizing it anywhere.
Yeah.
So then I was like, what can I do? What can I do? I was like, I've already posted a story. Like I reposted his story saying that he's going to, so I was like, ah. And then I was like, oh, I wasn't going to stream today, but maybe I'll just get on for 10 minutes just so I can raid him. So then I got on and I was like, guys, I need your help. Please, please. This is all I need. I don't need you to sub. I don't need you to send anything. I don't need you to do nothing. I just need you to click two buttons. Please just click on Andrew Wasabi and click follow. Please. It's his first stream ever. I want him to be excited about it. He just got his first apartment. Please, I need your help. I need your help. I'm going to stay on for 10 minutes. And after this 10 minutes, I'm going to raid my brother. I need you all to join. And if you don't, I'm going to be very sad.
Aww.
And then in that 10 minutes, freaking my other friends, Franny and Neza, they raided me. And not knowing what, they were just about to get off and I just got on. So like, oh, they raided me. So they raided me like 300 or like 200 people.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. So then I had like 300 or 400 people on there.
Oh.
So I was like, okay. You guys, then I repeated my whole story again. I was like, this is why I'm on. And I was like, I need your help. And then I was like, okay, let's raid him. And I raided it like 200 something people.
Oh.
And then so he went, and then I saw his reaction when I raided him. He was like, oh, oh, oh. And he put some music on, started dancing and stuff. But it was cool to like, to do that.
Oh, did you talk to him after that? Like, did he like it or whatever?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I talked to him. I was like chatting in his chat, but okay. He didn't call me or anything.
He's on his own.
Yeah. He's figuring it out, but
he'll probably call you.
I've never lived alone. Have you lived alone?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, I did.
When?
Well, with Oogie. After the Encino house, I moved to Glendale. And it was too lonely, so I got Oogie, and that's why I got Oogie. He's my roommate.
Oh, I didn't even remember. Oh, I probably didn't know that house.
No, you didn't. This was another.
I only knew the one you were in before we split.
Yeah.
And then
it was the one after that.
And then how long did you stay there?
A year.
By yourself?
Yeah.
And then Monette moved here?
No, Monette moved here the same year. But she, yeah.
Oh, into that place?
Not into that place. She had to go to dental school.
Oh.
That was far, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dang, how was it?
What, living alone?
Yeah.
It was sick.
Was it?
Yeah, bro.
Huh.
I was naked all the time, bro. It was so sick.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, never had the urge to live alone. I just, like, I don't know. I just like having people around. I like making people laugh. And if there's nobody to make laugh, then I'm bored. Yeah, I'm just like,
ugh. Yeah. That's why we're two peas in the same pod.
Yeah.
Right?
Why?
Because yin yang. You know? I like being alone. You like, you know, company.
No.
Making people laugh. I don't like making people laugh.
Yeah. It's not my choice.
You're funny, Aaron. I'm telling you, dude.
I'm sorry. He said he doesn't like making people laugh, but it's not by choice. He just can't.
Bro, Aaron is so caring because, no, real quick though, like the past two times I went golfing with him, he's always making something for us.
Yeah.
Like the recent time he called me the night before. I was like, hey, I thought he was going to cancel. I was like, hey, so for tomorrow, are you allergic to anything? I was like, no. Okay, cool. All right, that's it. Bye.
Oh, so he asks random questions to random people just like me.
Yeah. But he makes more sense, though.
Yeah.
If that were you, we're like, hey, man, there's a popsicle. Should I, you know, shove it down my throat or something? You think I'll gag? I'm like, no, dude.
Like, but, only one way to find out.
But he made cinnamon rolls. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like,
yeah, you know, there's a, like, growing up with him as an older brother, it was crazy how, like, somebody would say something like as a joke and he would just latch onto it and hold on to that for years.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so if somebody said like, oh, you're not funny, he just would not forget that for the rest of his life.
No
and
way.
He would always be in the back of his mind and he would like start treating that person differently subconsciously.
No way. Aaron?
Yeah.
Hey.
Wait, really?
No.
Oh.
He's about to feel bad. I was like, wait.
No, he won't care.
No.
Yeah, no.
Aaron, you know I tease you, bro?
I'm just joking. He's probably going to think it's funny.
Oh.
Hopefully.
It's cool.
That's hopefully he's past that part of his life.
He was just being a little brother. He was like, I got your back, big bro. I got it. Got his ass. He did.
Yeah.
Oh. I got to watch what I say now.
No.
Aaron, you're funny, dude. I swear, you are.
It's funny to see you struggle. You're like, you know who who's super funny? Aaron.
He is.
You know who else is funny? Is you know, you and Aaron have something in common. You guys, I can tell how much joy you guys get from when you guys make me laugh hard.
Really?
Yeah, when you guys make me laugh hard, you guys both continue and you just keep going and keep going and keep going until I'm crying or I can't, guys, stop, my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
But I enjoy how much joy you guys get from giving me maximum joy.
Aww.
Because I feel like I'm not super easy. I am easy to make laugh, but to like belly laugh, like hard laugh, I'm not the easiest person.
When you go coyote laugh, like,
yeah.
That's a good one. That's that deep belly laugh.
It's hard because like my whole life I've been trying to make people laugh. So to make me laugh, I have to really be caught off guard. And sometimes you guys do that.
Aww.
And it's just, I just love. And then it makes me laugh harder because I see how happy you are. That it makes me laugh even harder.
Hey, you hear that, Aaron?
Yeah.
We are funny. Oh, God. Oh,
all right.
Yo, let me know when you watch this clip, Aaron. I want to talk to you about it.
Yeah, he wants to apologize.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. I'm so sorry. It's okay, man. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right, man.
Oh, man. I wonder if we're ever going to let ourselves go.
Like, wait?
Yeah.
I have been.
Yeah, but you're not past the limit of no return.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm
because you still buy.
I don't think we will, though. Unless I have no legs.
I would. That's what I thought too. But then I see pictures of my dad when he was a kid, and he's just skinny as me, or even skinnier.
I guess it just depends on it all depends on diet and exercise.
Yeah,
it really is though.
So out of all your uncles and like all the men in your family,
yeah,
what's their normal body size for the out of shape ones? Like my family is just usually a big ass gut,
big
like
belly,
skinny legs, skinny arms, skinny leg, just big gut. Like, they don't get fat everywhere. They just all here.
Ours is big butt. And then
big butt? Just,
yeah, big butt. Thick body.
Oh, like sturdy. Like,
yeah.
But, like, not.
Like Polynesian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just like.
But not as big as Polynesian.
Because Polynesian people are, like, tall. Without the extra. Like, weight. Yeah.
Well, Polynesians are tall. Think about, like, 5'7", 5'8", Polynesians.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Oh, and the so out of shape ones are like skinny
Samoans.
Is
that racist?
No.
I think it is, because we're stereotyping like a Maui from Moana. That's Disney's fault now, I guess.
No, even Moana, they even gave her, like, they made her a little thicker than, like, her ankles are not as thin as, like, Cinderella's little dainty ankles.
Okay.
Because they're doing it correctly. They're okay. Like, oh, this is what it really is like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad.
Yeah.
Dang, I forgot. I was going to say something. Now I forgot.
Uncles.
So that's what the out of shape men in your family's like?
Yeah. But for some reason, the men in my mom's side, they're nice. They're like slim, like Raymond.
Well, I don't remember your dad ever being super out of shape. I remember him being bulky when we were younger.
Mm.
And then I remember like he stopped lifting, but he didn't get super out of shape. And now he's just super healthy. Now he's just skinny and like lean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just thick. Just thick.
That's good, yeah. So I don't know. I don't think, as long as I always have a goal, I'll be fine.
You want to do a triathlon?
Ugh.
Like a short one, a sprint one. There's a sprint one. Hear me out.
What?
The sprint triathlon. Hear me out.
Yeah.
So swimming is half a mile.
Easy.
Running, 6 miles.
Oh, easy.
Biking, 20 miles.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the biking part is all I had to get used to. Maybe the swimming a little bit, but I used to swim a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
I've always wanted to do a triathlon. So that's the easy one.
No, the baby triathlon.
Oh? Huh?
You said there's a little one, a sprint one. I don't want to do a full triathlon.
Oh, yeah, the baby one. Yeah, baby one.
Okay.
Hell no.
What's a full triathlon?
Oh, my God. Like 2 miles of swimming.
Oh!
You got to run, I think, half a marathon.
And then like 13 miles?
Yeah, and then 50 miles biking.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to ever do that one.
Yeah.
But I'll do the baby one.
Yeah, baby one's good.
Yeah,
let's do that one.
Especially if there's babies running, we're going to be number one. We're going to beat everybody.
Wait, let me see. I want to make sure the running one. It could be just a 5K sprint triathlon.
Just a 5K? That's too easy.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's 5K of running.
What?
Yeah.
So half a mile of swimming, 3 miles of...
3 miles of running. And biking is 12 miles.
Oh, let's go.
Let's do it.
Down. Oh, man. Is the biking uphill?
I don't know.
Is the swimming uphill?
It could be.
That would suck.
I know, with the
tsunamis.
There's
no way it is. But if you did, if there was something where you had to swim uphill,
half a mile of swimming, is that hard?
Can you even do uphill swimming?
In One Piece, you can. Oh, waterfall. Salmons do it. Salmons do it.
No, they don't.
They go uphill.
They go upstream, but not up a waterfall.
No. No, they do. No, I swear. On One Piece, they had a waterfall, and the fish was pulling this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, One Piece had it. Yeah, for sure.
There's no way. Hold on. Is that a far? 0.47 miles is the swimming.
What? Oh, for a full one?
No. For a sprint one.
Point what?
0.47 miles.
Oh, that's less than half a mile.
So, okay, the Olympic pools, you know, when they go one there.
Yeah.
What is that in miles? How many of those?
32.
Huh?
You have to go 32 times. So one, two, three on an Olympic pool is usually 32 a mile.
32 times?
32.
So divided by two.
So 16 full laps back and forth is a mile.
Oh, that's hard.
I used to do that.
16?
Me and Zach, yeah. The first guy I called in the last podcast for the vasectomy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to do that, yeah.
16 laps.
We got really into it. You know how we always get into random, like volleyball or golf or something? That was one of our phases of swimming. We went to Edison Johnson.
Oh, no. We just swam?
Yeah, we just go there in the morning and swim a mile and then be done.
A mile? Holy crap. 32.
Yeah.
Was it hard?
Super hard.
How about half a mile? Doable.
It's doable, but it's going to be hard for us because we haven't been doing it.
Okay.
But I bet if we have a month to do it and we do it, no, I bet if we do it 20 times, we'll be good.
Okay, cool. Because that's usually the first thing that happens in the triathlon is the swimming.
And it's draining.
It's
way draining. And so when the main thing is to learn how to use minimal movement and breathing at the right times.
Oh.
Have you ever done swimming?
No.
Oh, okay. So when you swim, you go you have to keep your body as narrow as possible and you have to kick and then you have to go here and go. So you go one, two, three, one, two,
dang.
And then you keep your head down and you just turn like this for air and your mouth comes out like right here and you're doo, doo, doo. Yeah.
How do you exhale?
Underwater. Like,
oh. I thought you just keep inhaling until that.
You just gotta fart out the. Fart.
Okay, cool.
So and then it makes you go faster too.
I'm doable. I mean, that's doable.
We should find a swimming place and start doing that. Then
we should. Yes.
I'm worried about my hair though.
Why? Oh, they have the little condoms.
Okay.
They can just strap on.
Yeah, because I'm like, man, you're not supposed to wash your hair . So if you get in the water every single day, it's like taking an extra shower every single day.
You're talking about training.
Yeah, I just do
a cap.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I just I'm getting to the age where I'm like, oh, it's not as thick as it used to be.
Uh-oh.
Not as thick as it used to be, baby.
Uh-oh.
You
know? Uh-oh.
Yeah,
how you feel about that?
It's natural. It just sucks. It's like, ah.
Yeah.
You know, I saw John Cena said, he's like, man, I got a hair transplant when I was 45.
Yeah.
And because of the stigma against it in society, nobody does it. I wish I would have done that shit at 30.
No way.
And he's like, if I wasn't scared of what people thought, I would have 100% done this way earlier. So I'll probably do that if I ever need it.
Transplant?
Yeah, Jerry did it. The guy that got his balls cut and then he couldn't walk for 6 months or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he said he did it and he said it's great.
Oh, wow.
And then you would think you have to be careful, but he's dyed his hair a bunch of times since then.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's super thick.
Oh, okay. Tight.
So I'll probably do it.
All right, tight.
When I'm 40, 45.
We'll see. I might have to do it. Who knows? My dad is bald. I don't know.
Is that by choice, though? Or does he have a far back hairline? Have you seen it, kind of grow in?
Oh, yeah. It's gone.
It's gone on top?
Yeah, it's gone.
But the sides is still there.
It's kind of. Right here, you can kind of see
it. Well, this is forever hair. So every guy has this.
Okay.
That's why you'll see a lot of guys, it's completely gone.
Yeah, I think top is gone.
Oh. Was his dad like that, too?
Yeah, super bald. His brother, too.
Well, I think you get your hair from your mom, mostly.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Is that true for you, I guess?
Could be. I mean,
her side is balding.
Well, my mom's and my dad's side, they both have hair, but it's thin on both sides. It's not, bald, but you can see the scalp.
Got it, yeah.
So I'm assuming that's probably going to happen to me eventually.
Yeah.
But,
age. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. take health is wealth, you know, take care of your health and wealth will come along.
Yeah, let us know if there's anything that we said in the comments below that we shouldn't be doing. Like, am I taking too many pills?
Yeah. Are Polynesian.
Is Aaron funny? Let us know in the comments below.
All right. Later.